Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few. And he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
This conference is being recorded.
In the Word of God, in the book of Joel, the second chapter, verse 28, it reads, "Then after doing all those things, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams, and your young men will see visions." Welcome to the third Saturday morning of the Prophet's Touch with Prophet Maurice Simmons, Sr., Pastor of Restoration and Truth Ministries, Hampton, Virginia. We're so glad that you could join us, and we pray that something will be said that will allow you to have a life-changing experience. God bless you. Again, welcome.
Glory be to your name, God. You reign forever, God. You are worthy to be praised, God. We thank you that you woke us up this morning, God. You started us on our way, God. We give you glory and praise and honor, God. You are matchless, God. There is none like you. You, God, we come to glorify you and magnify your great name, God, for you have set us apart for such a time as this, Lord God, to hear your word on today, God. We thank you, Lord God, that the word that's going to come forth on today, God, shall fall on good grounds in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, as we come before your throne, God, we already have a high expectation, God, that what's about to take place, God, we will never be the same in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord God, for setting your affections upon us, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, for giving us a new mind, a new heart, new eyes, new ears, God. Thank you for giving us, Lord God, our hands will be able to clap, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and be able to bring, Lord God, destruction to the enemy in the name of Jesus, and to snatch back everything that the enemy has stolen from the people of God in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord God, that we're marching into the enemy's camp in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that every word that has been spoken against the people of God will not prosper in this hour, in this season, Lord God, because we recognize, Lord God, the tactics of the enemy, oh God. And we will not fall, Lord God, a victim of his lies in the name of Jesus. But we thank you for the victory on today, God. We thank you, Lord God. We are setting ourselves up, Lord God. And, Lord God, are setting aside all the weights, oh God, and tearing them down right now in the name of Jesus, just to come before your holy throne, oh God. We bow before you right now in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, that we know who we are in you, God. We are victorious, God. We are a royal priesthood, God. We are the lover of your God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're here right now, God. And we, Lord God, baptize us again in the name of Jesus with revival in the inside of us, oh God, that out of our belly shall flow rivers of living water, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we're longing for you tonight, God. We're longing for you in the noonday, God. We're longing for you this morning, God, and every day, Lord God, that you've given us breath, oh God. Help us to seek your face daily, Lord God. Help us to be diligent in everything that we do, Lord God, that is about your kingdom, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord God, for never leaving us nor forsaking us, God. Even when the enemy come in like a flood, God, we thank you that you're raising up a standard against it in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the keys of the kingdom, oh God, that we're able to bind and to loose, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, thank you, for Lord God, for letting us chase after you, God, and chasing after your righteousness, God. We come before you, Lord God, blessing you today, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for refreshing, God. Thank you, Lord God, for loving on us, God. Thank you for your word that says in Matthew 5:4, it says, blessed, forgiven, refreshed by God's grace, who are those who mourn over their sins and repent, for we will be comforted, oh God, when the burden of sins is lifted, God. And so, Father, we come before you this morning, God, lifting up our sins, God. We ask that you will wash us and cleanse us and purify us once again, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, we turn our ways away from the things, oh God, that has easily beset us, oh God, so that we can come back into your throne and to your grace once again, God. We, Lord God, thank you, Lord God, for giving us the opportunity, Lord God, to even come before your throne, God. We don't want to come to you any kind of way, God, but we want to come to you with clean hands and a pure heart in the name of Jesus. Thank you for pulling on our heartstrings on this morning, oh God, that you're showing us, Lord God, our own selfishness ways, oh God, so that, Lord God, we can get it right before you once again, God. We thank you, Lord God, that we shall rejoice, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, for you, oh God, are mighty, oh God. We thank you that in Psalm 32 it says, blessed is he whose transgressions are forgiven and whose sins are covered. And we thank you for covering our sin, God. Thank you for covering, Lord God, our nation and our cities and our communities, our churches, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you've seen us, Lord God. And, Lord God, you see that, Lord God, that we want to live, Lord God, righteously for you, oh God. Our hearts are fixated on you, oh God. May we have a deeper depth of love and, Lord God, gratitude before you, oh God. Because, God, you should have cut us off, God. But we thank you for your love and for your mercy. Thank you, Lord God, for wrapping us in your arms, oh God. Healing our minds, oh God. Hallelujah. From the traps of the enemy, God. We thank you that you dismiss them right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we glorify you. We magnify you, oh, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're healing us, God, and you're removing the scales from our very own eyes, oh, God, that when we read your word again, oh, God, we will see something new, oh, God, see something refreshing, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, Lord God, for our cities and our communities right now in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, that your blanket of anointing, Lord God, will fall fresh on your people right now in Jesus' name. God, there are those that are in the hospital that need you to move in their lives, God. Someone is standing in the gap, Lord God, and asking, Lord God, that you will open the borders, oh God, and show yourself a miracle, oh God, in their individual in their collective lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray that you will draw those that don't know you, oh, God. Bring them into a place of salvation, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, where they can be rescued and set free, oh, God, because who the Son sets free is free indeed, God. We thank you, Lord God, that we can say, let the Redeemer of the Lord say so. And we thank you, Lord God, that we can praise you with our hands. We can praise you with our feet, God. We can praise you with the clapping and the twirling of our bodies, oh, God, giving you praise and thanks, oh, God. We bow before the King of Glory. And Father, we ask that you will continue to manifest yourself, oh God, as you bring a revival not only in us, oh God, but across this land in the name of Jesus. Let them see you for who you are, God, for you are the potter and we are the clay, God. And we thank you that you're breaking us, God, in those moments, oh God, or of times of uncertainty, oh God, that we will learn to put our trust in you, oh mighty King, because you, Lord God, deserve it all, oh God. You died on the cross for our very sins, God, and by your stripes we are healed, God. Unto us, O God, we give our praise unto you, O God, in the name of Jesus, because you're mighty, you're holy, and you're loving, O God. Thank you for being a God of love and a God of wrath, O God. We thank you, Lord God, for opening up, O God, our minds and our understanding, oh God, to see you for who you are, God. Oh God, we give you glory and honor, God. Majesty, glory, oh God, may you be glorified in this hour, in this season, Lord God. And we praise your name, God, for what you're going to do today, God, as
Pastor Maurice, oh God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would set him on fire, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and use his lips of clay, oh God, to decree and declare the works of your word, oh God, in the name of Jesus. It'll illuminate the mind, illuminate the heart, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that our heartbeats will be after you in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for our prophet LaRon Matthews, oh God, and those that has interceded, Lord God. We thank you for every intercessor, God. We pray in Jesus' name, Lord God, as you move forth, oh God, we shall march with you, God. If you tell us to run, God, we will run with you, God. If you tell us to stand still, God, we shall stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, oh God. And we thank you, Lord God, for stirring us up, oh God. May we serve the gift on the inside of us, oh God, after we hear this word, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to share it to those, Lord God, that need to hear your sound, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for all that you do right now, God. I in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let it be a fire, oh God, shut up in our bones, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that as we move forth after this word, oh God, may our lives never be the same, God. Thank you for equipping us. Thank you for sustaining us, God. Thank you, Lord God, for keeping us under the shadow of your wings, God. We give you the glory and the honor and praise. May you be glorified in this hour, oh God. We bless you in Jesus' name, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
In the word of God, in the book of Joel, the second chapter, verse 28, it reads, "Then after doing all those things, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams, and your young men will see visions." Welcome to the third Saturday morning of the Prophet's Touch with Prophet Maurice Simmons, Sr., Pastor of Restoration and Truth Ministries, Hampton, Virginia. We're so glad that you could join us, and we pray that something will be said that will allow you to have a life-changing experience. God bless you. Again, welcome.
Sometimes I feel like giving up. It seems like my best just ain't good enough. Lord, if you hear me, I'm calling you. Do you see, do you care all about what I'm going through? And then he said, one more day, one more step. See, I'm preparing you for myself. And when you can't hear, my plan, I'm the Lord, I see, and yes, I understand. But sometimes I feel like I'm all alone. I'm just like a stranger so far from home. I feel like I've done all that I can do. I'm just trying to make it through. That's when he told me, oh,
one more
step, yeah,
one more step.
Oh, my child,
preparing,
I'm preparing you
for
oh,
myself.
And when you can't hear my voice, please just trust my plan. I am the Lord, I see you, and yet I understand. I am the Lord, and I change it not. I won't forget, nor have I forgotten.
see everything works according to my plan. I am God, trust me, I got the whole world in my hands.
Good morning, good morning. God bless you on today, people of God. We certainly thank God for today. Today. For this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and continually be glad in it. I'm excited on today. Father, I woke up in the joy of the Lord. I have a spirit of expectation, knowing that it's breeding ground for my miracle. Amen. To God be the glory. We bless God for you, you, and you. We certainly thank God for our visionary. Amen. Our leader, Dr. Ron Matthews, all of the other kingdom leaders that's on the line today. We certainly bless God for you, for whatever city, state, time zone you're in. We certainly thank God for you. To all of the intercessors and prayer warriors, thank you. Amen. For manning the gates, holding your watch. Amen. Interceding and praying for those that can't get a prayer through for themselves. We certainly thank God for you. We definitely need intercessors and prayer warriors on the wall in this hour and season. Amen. They must be sharpshooters in the spirit, recognizing, targeting the enemy, canceling his assignment, and now annihilating the enemy in the spirit. We bless God for you, you, and you. Amen. We certainly bring greetings to you from Restoration Truth Ministries here in the lovely city of Hampton, Virginia. Amen. Where I'm the senior leader of Restoration Truth Ministry, along with my wife, our prophet, Eugenia Simmons. We bless God for each and every one of you on today. Amen. There's a word from the Lord, my time of prayer and meditation. God told me to go back and remind the people, because especially in these challenging times that we're in, and that many are calling it times of uncertainty, amen, that many need encouragement because of what they're seeing and what they're dealing with and what they're going through. Amen. How many know that God, amen, has not changed? I thank God for that song administrator, minding us, letting us know, amen, that God is waiting on us. He wants to prepare us for himself. Amen. He's God. Amen. And he changes not. He's still the same God today, yesterday, and forevermore. I don't care what man say, I don't care what the enemy say, I don't care what people say, God is still God, and I bless God for it on today. I just thank God for the opportunity to come to share word of the Lord with you on this morning, to encourage you, strengthen you, and empower you, amen. If you would just, amen, receive it on today. Heavenly Father, we come this morning and say thank you, O God. Thank you for the opportunity to come to stand before these your people, O God, to come to decree and declare your holy and righteous word. Father, I decrease, you increase. Father, I get out of the way, let you get in the way. Father, I pray not my will, but let your will be done. Not my words, let it be your word. Let it fall on good grounds today. Father, not my way, but let it be your way. Father, I pray today in the name of Jesus, God, that you will flow across this line today. Father, meet the people where they sit, where they stand, where they lay. Even as they're driving down the highway, touch them, God. Touch them one by one, then touch them all together. You said in your word, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Father, I thank you, God, for the perfect one in me. And Father, I pray now in the name of Jesus, there will be no backlash, no retaliation that will come out this word today. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you, God, will heal through this word today. Father, I just bless you. I honor you. Now let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord. You are our strength and our redeemer. Amen, amen. To God be the glory. Amen. Just before we get in this word, just let me just briefly, just for me, myself, because I made this vow to God and personally, that I said, Lord, I want to be your vessel. I want to be your conduit. I want to be your channel. I want to be your instrument, God, that you can use in the earth. And God, that I pray that you will continue to keep me humble under your mighty hand, that you will exalt me in due season. And Father, I pray that I will flow by your spirit and it will be your words and not mine. I made that vow to God where I presented my body as a living sacrifice to God, giving up things that I used to do, that even flesh or the carnality of me still want to do, but I say, God, when you saved me, I made that vow to you, God, that I would live for you and I would serve you and I would be your servant. And I thank God that God has kept his word, so I have to keep mine to him. So I just bless God on today, even in the midst of adversities, in the midst of trials and tribulations, God is still keeping me. And I bless him for it on today, not in my own strength, but it's in the strength, the power of him, because I trust him. And all that I had to go through over the 20-some years that I've been saved and over the 20-some years that I've been, you know, in ministry, God is still teaching me, still training me, still equipping me. I tell people all the time, your greatest teacher is the Holy Spirit. You just have to train your ear to hear what the Spirit is trying to tell you. And if you get in that place, and I know it's hard for some, but this is where you have to decrease and let God increase. You get out of the way like God, you're in the way, and he'll definitely be in, and he'll begin to lead and guide you. He'll begin to navigate you through life. He'll begin to reveal things to you. He'll begin to show you things. He'll begin to speak to you. So you just have to hear. You have to block out all of the illegal sounds, all of the stuff that's illegal, that's not of God. You have to shun it. You have to disconnect from it. You have to move away from it so that the Spirit of God can really come in and take control of your life. So I just bless the Lord on today. We're going to a very familiar passage of scripture, and I believe we had dialogue from this place or talked from this place many times. But many times when God leads me back to some scriptures and I begin to read them and go in and dissect them, I always get a revelation or something stand out new. And I'm like, wow, I've been there the whole time. But I say, wow, God, you're speaking and you're revealing. We just have to grab hold to it and understand what you're saying. So I just bless the Lord on today. We're going to go to two passages of scriptures. I'm going to Mark chapter 5, and then I'm going to go over and read my scriptures from Galatians chapter 5. Mark chapter 5, we're going to start at verse number 25. Again, so these are very familiar passages of scriptures. But the Lord allowed me to go back here to encourage the people on this morning, because it's well needed in this hour, in this season. This is why we have to hear, we have to stay in the vein with God. Amen. Mark chapter 5, starting at verse number 25. Mark chapter 5, verse number 25. I'm going up and read verse 21. I'm sorry. Mark 5, 21. Go there. Amen. And when Jesus would pass over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet, and besought him greatly, saying, my little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. Verse number 25. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. And when she had heard of Jesus, came in and pressed behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus immediately, knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And the disciples said unto him, Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. I'll just read one scripture from chapter 5, verse number 1, one scripture. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Let me read that again. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. We will talk to you this morning briefly. Want to deal with this. Amen. There is a cure for your condition. You have to know that without a shadow of a doubt. There's a cure for your condition. But you got to push through the pain. Push through the pain. It's in the kingdom touch. It's in the kingdom touch. And we're going to try to bring us into understanding. As I was in much prayer and meditation this week, I was sharing with a prophet and my wife, even as I was cutting the grass on this week, how God was revealing some things to me and speaking to me, like me and the Lord was out just cutting grass. And this week when I went out to fish on the waters, just enjoying being out on the water side and just me and the Lord out talking to him by the water, God began to reveal some things to me, began to speak to me. People of God, we got to know without a shadow of a doubt in this hour and season, no matter what you're going through, no matter what is up against you, no matter what trial, no matter what tribulation, no matter what came to attack you and to afflict you, you got to know that God is still God. So you got to really know that God is still God. The Bible said, let us hear some conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment, whether it be with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. We have to know without a shadow of a doubt, as believers. Now, as we deal with this today, because I believe if you will grab hold to it, you will be cured on today. Now, I believe that without a shadow of a doubt because I'm a man of faith. I still believe miracles happen for those that believe. The Bible says miracles, signs, and wonders shall follow them that believe. Many will teach and tell you that miracles aren't for the church or the people of God today, but I beg to differ because I have experienced it for my own life, even in the midst of tests, trials, tribulations. The Bible reminds me that we're going to have those things. But without a test, you will never have a testimony. So some things you're going to just have to go through and endure hardness as a good soldier so you can begin to tell somebody else that the same God that delivered me can deliver you. Now, if you don't experience or encounter anything and you just read it on the surface of the Bible, because we can do that, and many people do that, you can read on the surface of the Bible and give people what the word says. But in this day, in this hour, in this decade, in this era that we're in, many people, especially this generation, many people, they're looking for signs. They're looking for wonders. They're looking for miracles. They're looking for answers. And guess what, beloved? You have the answer in you. And I remind people again, God is not coming off the throne to do what he has mandated and signed for us to do as believers in the earth realm. He's just looking for willing vessels. So I made a vow to God, that I will be one of those that you can use in the earth realm, amen, to make an impact on other people's lives. So when they look on me, they won't see me. They won't see the old Maurice. They'll see the new Maurice. The new Maurice that you have brought forth to do what you have mandated and called and signed for me to do, that it will bless somebody else's life. So we talk to you today There's a cure for your condition. You got to push through the pain. Just a reminder. Want to recap. You got to push through the pain. It's in the kingdom touch. Now, when we say it's in the kingdom touch, because you got to understand everything that Jesus did in the earth. Everyone that touched him and everything that he touched. Now, I hear many people say the mighty touch. It's the kingdom touch. This is God's touch. The only God can do this. Man can't do this. Man can touch you in a certain way, but man can't do this. Only God can do this. So it's in the kingdom touch. So as we come to a place, even as I give you the acronym for the push, push through the pain. Push, because push is promise, you shall have. I reminded our church concerning this. It's promise, you shall have. That's the push. Many people don't want to push. They don't want to push because when you feel a certain way, or when you feel a certain way about somebody, you just ain't pushing to be the first person to say, I forgive you. You're not the one that would say, I just want to say I love you. You got to push through the pain. Now, I know pain, it don't feel good. And I've been in pain over these past several months through some physical injury. The pain come in all types of shapes, forms, and fashions. So we got to push through the pain. The Bible says, according to Jeremiah 29:11, just reminding us something God said, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you expected end, give you a future and a hope. See, people of God, what we have to understand, pain can be good or pain can be bad. It's how we determine where and what caused the pain. We all experience pain in life, whether emotional, physical, all types of pain. I did a little. Now, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a nurse. I'm not a psychologist. But I did a little research because I say I can get this from kingdom knowledge. Kingdom knowledge. Kingdom knowledge reveal many things to you. Pain, the sensation of pain involves communication between your nerves, spinal cord, and brain. It's from the physical aspect. There are types of pain, and all physical pain. It's acute pain, common causes, broken bones, surgery, dental work, labor and childbirth, cuts and burns. That's acute pain. Chronic pain, common causes, tense muscle, lack of energy, limited mobility. It can impact your quality of life, and many people are having these conditions. Nociceptive pain that receptors for tissue injury. Then you have visceral pain, that's pressure, aching, squeezing, cramping, such as many have experienced this, gallstones. I remember mom had her gallstones removed, gallstones, appendicitis, irritable bowel syndromes, all of these things that connect to the strong pain. Then you have somatic pain, which is bone fractures, strained muscles, which is something I experienced over the past 2 months. Goes on where it's connected to tissue diseases such as osteoporosis, cancer that affect the skin or bones. Then you have joint pain, which brings forth arthritis. Many of you experience maybe arthritis in certain where you have injuries that may have happened in the past, and you begin when the weather changes, you feel that pain in your body. This is why the totality, the wholeness of man, there's a balance has to come in place in order us to walk in our total healing and deliverance. So God said it's in his word to heal you. That ain't no cliche. That's a reality. That's a revelation. So we got to push through the pain because there is a cure for the condition. No matter what the condition is, whether it's physical, emotional, or psychological, whether it's spiritual, the kingdom touch will bring supernatural healing to your life. We're going to show you in a minute. See, people of God, concerning the things of God and living for God, we know pain is only to cause us to push into purpose and promise, causing us to push into our destiny.
See, on the negative side of pain, it may be, again, I reminded the people, it may be what we have done or what we have inherited. Many where we said it came up through the bloodline. The bloodline. This is why as you becoming believers, you got to go back and pray and ask God. If there's some underlying issues that's happening in your life, God, where is this thing coming from? What did mama do? What did grandmother do? What did great-grandmother do? What did daddy do? What did granddaddy do? What did great-great-granddaddy do? Go back. What is my husband doing? What is my wife doing? Where have they been? What are they connected to? So you got to go back. Do your homework now. God will lead you back in the spirit, and he will reveal things to you. You have to do it as individuals. You can't wait on nobody else to do it for you. That's between you and God. You got to push through the pain. You got to say, God, I got to just push through this thing. Whatever this thing is trying to leap onto me, trying to hold onto me, I got to push through this pain so that I can get a cure for my condition. Because I know it's in the kingdom touch. That's why we say the prophet's touch, because according to concerning the prophet's touch, one touch from God, your life will never be the same. One encounter with God, your life will never be the same. Many of you have experienced it. Many of you have encountered it. I can say it for myself. That's why I know without a shadow of a doubt, nobody can deter me or tell me that God is not real, because I have allowed him to become real in my life. Amen. I done been on both sides. I know what it's like to be on the other side. Know what it's like to do what I want to do. Know what it's like to live for the world. Know what it's like to do and carry out the assignments of the enemy. I know that part. I experienced it. Life lessons learned is what I call it. But because I switched sides, switched partners, now I accepted Christ in my life to be my Lord and Savior, now he's ordering my steps. Now I can understand through God's word and what he's teaching me, what he's training me, what he's equipping me, and what he has mandated and signed for me to do. It's in the kingdom touch. So we have to understand that God has the power and authority to what? Eradicate it, to cancel every assignment of the enemy that has brought you pain. See, pain, we said it can be inherited, or it's some things that we may have done that have caused the pain to come into our lives. Again, we say you could be affected by so many things that have transpired, whether it's just in this time frame that we're in and dealing with what we're dealing with, or whether it's in time past. We got to understand where there's no pain, there's no gain. One writing that I picked up, that a writer said, no pain, no gain, is an exercise motto that promises greater value rewards for the price of hard, painful work. Under this conception, competitive professionals such as athletes and artists are required to endure pain and stress to achieve professional excellence. So this is why you got to embrace the excellency of the power in you. It can't be of yourself, but it has to be of God. We talked about that on Thursday night with our word study. But I just wanted to bring the people into understanding of what God wants us to do as his servants in the earth. So understand this, beloved. This is why you must do as the Apostle Paul told his spiritual son Timothy, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Beloved, Christ is always the door of opportunity. You just have to push the door open. The Bible says, ask and it shall be given, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be opened unto you. Now, to give us a better understanding of when we talk about the word push, I just gave you the acronym for push, P-U-S-H, push, you shall have. We're going to get back to the word in a minute. Push, you shall have. Peace you shall have, power you shall have. There's a cure for your condition. You just got to push through the pain because it's in the kingdom touch. Push is a vigorous effort to do or attain something, to press against with force in order to drive or impel. Or when you look at the word pain, we said pain is a physical suffering or discomfort caused by illness or injury. And I gave you the breakdown from a doctor perspective what certain pains are. Because we said pain has both physical and emotional components. We said the word pain comes from the Latin word poena, meaning a fine or a penalty or punishment gives rise to the English words such as subpoena and pain. Beloved, Christ took the penalty of sins and nailed them to the cross. See, this is where we got to get back to the basis, which is the blueprint of God. That is the word, Luke 66 from Genesis to Revelation. That is God's word. The Bible says in Hebrews 12, in the first verses, and let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Beloved, I come to prophesy to you on today, push through the pain, so you will not abort the purpose concerning your life, When power shows up, people of God, pain can be healed. Somebody said, well, pain, can pain actually be healed? Just look at the example. Just look at what Jesus did when he was in the earth. The Bible says in Psalm 107:20, he sent his word. Jesus was the word. The Bible says in the beginning was the word. The word was God, and the word was with God. The same was in the beginning. And the word became flesh and dwelt among men. That was Jesus the Christ. He sent his word to heal them and to deliver them from their destruction. People of God, when you work the word, it will work for you. The Bible says, again, that if we will trust in God, lean not to our own understanding, but all thy ways acknowledge him, he shall direct thy paths. God's word will never return unto him void, meaning it's going to do exactly what he has ordained and orchestrated for it to do. Now, you do have a choice. You can let God's word heal you and deliver you, or you can accept the illegal word or the illegal sound that will keep you in pain and bondage. Let me say that again. Now you have a choice. You can let the word heal you and deliver you, or you can accept the illegal word or the illegal sound that will keep you in pain and in bondage. Because just think about everything that's going on in the world, everything that's going on around you, the illegal words, the illegal sounds that's been coming out, especially dealing with this virus, dealing with COVID-19, all of this stuff. Many people are tired of hearing it. They're tired of seeing it. Coming on news feed, news to me, media, tired of hearing all this stuff that's going on in the land. But if you keep listening to it and accept it, it will keep you in fear. And as I remind the people, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and of a sound mind. Wow. We as men and women of God, we should be in faith, not in fear. We should be in praise, not in panic, even in the midst of a pandemic. So you don't have to accept the legal word or the legal sound. My Bible tells me, stand fast, therefore, that the scripture we read in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Beloved, when you are free, you can walk in your healing. You can walk in your deliverance. You can walk in your breakthrough. You can walk in your victory. The Bible tells me, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. You overcometh the world because why? It's in the kingdom touch. When kingdom touches you, it changes, it transforms your life. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. This is why it has to be now faith. Your now faith. Your now faith reminds you that now faith is a something thing hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You ain't seen it yet in the natural, but if you guarantee, if you will shift over into the spirit, we talked about the kingdom shift on Thursday night. If you shift over in the spirit, God will begin to reveal some things to you concerning your life, that he has a for your pain. It's in the kingdom touch. Beloved, there's a cure for the curse. There's a cure for the pain. Doctor might have gave many of you painkillers for your physical and emotional pain. God has given his church, God has given men and women of God the power to conquer the pain. But you must, as the Bible said, wherefore come out from among them and be ye separate, says the Lord, and touch not the unclean everything. He said, I will receive you, and I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, said the Lord Almighty. There is a power that will cure your pain. People of God, you must take on the power of the word. Because the Bible says faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word. Many people are hearing so many illegal sounds, so they cannot allow the word to come in to begin to feed their spirit man to bring the healing that they need for the pain that has been created. See, what the power of word, it stretches you, it stimulates you, and it gives you a peace that surpasses all understanding, even in the midst of a storm. We're going to get back to the word in a minute. I'm just building something here. When you are filled with the Spirit of God, you can possess power, and the power releases the healing you need for the total man. That means your spirit, soul, and body. God don't leave anything undone. He touches it all. He just don't touch your spirit. He touches it all. He brings it into divine order, divine alignment. And I'm going to show you the divine in a minute when we go back to the text. And this power releases the healing you need for your total man. It will keep you in divine alignment and divine order with God. You must then take on the power of the anointing, the oil of God that you need. It is the balm of Gilead. It is the oil that destroys every yoke and removes the burden. That's the oil of the anointing. The anointing destroys the yoke that comes to try to destroy you. The yoke will destroy everything that the enemy has tried to what? Attack itself against you or on you. So we have to come to a place to understand in this hour, in the season, people of God, is in the touch. Now, getting back to our text on this morning, I know I'm going around some places, but I want to bring this into understanding. Here's something critical that God showed me in the text. Now, as Jesus was passing through, as the Bible says, as he passed over on the other side, the Bible said that he was met this man that fell down and worshiped him by the name of Jairus. Jairus' daughter was at a place of sick to the point of death. Now, as we get to this point, as Jesus was heading over with Jairus, the crowd thronged him. Now, here's an old woman, knowing her condition that she had for 12 long years. Now, listen to this now, and I caught this in the text today. 12 long years. Now, you got to understand the number 12, because number 12 is the governmental order of God. That is where we consider, amen, God's order being set in place. 12 long years. Now, she done went to physicians. She done paid all the physicians, all the money that she had. She gave them everything the Bible said. And she was still with her condition. This is what many people have done. Now, when we talk about from the church world, not just from the world in general, but from the church world, many people that say that they are believers that now, instead of them really trusting God, allowing kingdom to touch them, and they touch kingdom because they've been touching the wrong thing. Why the Bible said, come out from among them, touch not the unclean thing. He said, I'll receive you unto myself. So instead of you touching kingdom or allowing kingdom to touch you, amen, your condition can be cured. And I prophesy that today. I know without a shadow of a doubt that your condition can be cured, because I know God can cure my condition, and he's doing it each and every day. Because you got to understand, see, it is a condition. Sin is what I call, according to the acronym, is self in need or Satan in need. Satan in need or self in need, self need to be gratified. Your flesh loves to be what? Puffed up. Your flesh loves to move in emotion. Your flesh wants to be satisfied. That's why in the garden, the enemy used Adam and Eve in the garden, amen, to trick them, cause them to eat from the wrong tree. This is why I say it's critical for the people of God in this hour of the season that you make sure you eat it from the right tree. You have to be eating from the tree of life that will give you life and give it to you more abundantly. It's healing in this tree. You can't keep eating from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. That's the tree that they weren't supposed to eat from. Jesus that reminds Satan that man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. You got to take God at his word, people of God, and eat. I know what tree you're eating from. But the trick in that, he know that your flesh wants to be gratified and satisfied. So he will send what? The lust of the eye. He will send the lust of the flesh, and he will send pride of life. This is why you see the judgment that has hit many in the church world through this pandemic. I know a lot of people in emotional pain. I know a lot of people are dealing with some psychological issues. I know many people, and we're praying for those. And that's why we, as the first responders from Kingdom Now, we have to rise up and take our place in our position because many need it. They need it, not just from a psychological standpoint, but from a spiritual kingdom standpoint. Many people say, how do you know all of this? Just tell somebody he has the inside scoop. See, when you connect with God, God will give you the inside scoop. He will reveal his secrets to his servants, the prophets. He will give you the inside scoop. And I remind people all the time, and I say this now as God giving the revelation. I say, you know, government has what they call the CIA. That is a central intelligence agency. And I say I work for the KIA. That is a kingdom intelligent agency. I work for the kingdom of God. So God reveals secrets to me to reveal to the people. Everything I can't reveal because I got to take it in prayer to God and talk to the Father. So you got to understand in this hour, in this season, beloved, that you can push through the pain because God has a cure for your condition. It's in the kingdom touch. So if you let kingdom touch you on this morning, I guarantee that your condition, your pain that you're going through, God will eradicate it. God will deal with it in this hour, in this season, and you will begin to walk in the blessings of the Lord. Because the woman with the issue of blood, she brought through the crowd, and she said, only if I could just touch the hem, touch his clothes, just the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. Through her faith, she kneeled down and began to stretch forth her hand and touch his garment. Tell somebody in this hour in this season, it's time to touch the kingdom. If I touch the kingdom, I will be made whole. I will be healed of this disease. I will be healed of this infirmity. I will be healed of this plague. I will be healed of these things that I'm challenged with in the earth. COVID-19, coronavirus don't have nothing on me. If I just touch kingdom, if I just let kingdom touch me, I will be healed, delivered, and set free. People of God, this is the hour in this season. You must touch kingdom. You must stop kingdom to touch you, because there is a cure for your condition. God is waiting on you to touch him so he can touch you back. If you open up, he said, I will come in and sup with you, and I will sup with you, and you will sup with me. This is the hour. As the woman pressed in, Jesus felt the virtue come out of him. God is waiting for the virtue to come out of him. God uses men and women of God in this hour, in this season, that they carry a virtue, the virtue of God. They carry a kingdom. So if you touch the man and woman of God, you know that they are anointed. You know that they are called. You know that they are chosen by God for a time such as this. Only if I can touch, only if I can get in their presence, only let them, if I can touch, and people of God, you got to realize sound is key in this hour too. It's a sound in the sound. There's a touch in the sound. When the sound is being released in this hour, in this season, I ain't talking about the illegal sound. I ain't talking about those sounds that are distorted. I'm talking about a sound and a frequency that you know the man of God, you know the woman of God is carrying the oil of God, carrying the anointing of God, carrying the favor of God on their life. Only if I can get in the presence, only if I can just touch, only if I can just press, only if I can just touch kingdom in this hour, I know kingdom going to touch me back. Jesus felt the virtue come out of him. He said, who touched me? Disciples said, all of these people around you, and Master, you're in so many words, you're saying, who touched you? So the woman, through her obedience, this way you got to realize that you have to step out in truth in this hour. The woman realized that she was made whole at that very hour. So she came before Jesus. In so many words, it was I that touched you. Jesus told her, woman, thy plague, you have been made whole. In so many words, he reminded her, you have been made whole in this hour. So go in faith, go in peace, and be made whole of this plague. So the woman had enough faith this morning. I prophesied to you, whatever faith that you have, Many of us on different levels of faith. All you have to have is a faith of a grain of a mustard seed. And you can speak to your mountain, your condition, tell it to get out of the way. It will be removed and cast into the sea. So in this hour, this season, beloved, if you just take whatever faith that you have, you might be on your bed of giving up. You might be on the or at a point of a brick, of a thorn in the tower of just saying, I'm had enough. This pain is crucial. I can't handle this pain. It's too much for me. And yes, it's too much for you. But the Bible said when it's too hard for you, it's just right for God. So in many words, what's impossible to you, all things are possible with God. So he told him, thy faith had made thee whole. Go in peace and behold thy plague. We know that we're dealing with a plague in the land. So people of God, in this hour, in this season, if you push through it, there is a cure for your condition. But it has to be a kingdom touch. Doctors can't heal you. Nurses can't heal you. People that many say, we thank God for the first responders on the physical aspect. But I certainly thank God for the kingdom responders that are responding first, because it's definitely, it's a 911. It's a state of spiritual emergency in this hour, this season, that people need to be healed from this flag. People need to be delivered, set free from the things that they're challenged with in the earth realm. So if you push through the pain, push to promise you shall have. It's a peace that you shall have. It's a power that you shall have. Because God reminds us as you push. And I remind people many times that a woman, when she's carrying a child, that when she's about to birth, she has to push in order for to bring forth that child. That's a blessing. You got to push. And you might be in pain at that moment. You might be in travail. But if you keep pushing, push. The doctor tell you to push. Push. After a while, you're going to birth. So this is the hour and the season for you to birth. Birth in the spirit. Push through the pain so that you can be made whole. You can be made whole in this hour and this season. Now, I'm reminded something that God showed me even in the text. Even when Jesus healed Jairus' daughter, the Bible says in, I believe it was verse number 42, he said, straightway, the damsel arose, walked. For she was the age of 12 years at that governmental order. There's the kingdom touch. 12 years old. She was 12 years old. It's something about the number 12. And they was astonished with a great astonishment. Kingdom in this hour is the only one that should be astonishing you. Not the world system, not the governmental system, not what people are doing around you, but kingdom. That's why God has charged me and mandated me to release kingdom. Everything Jesus did in the earth was kingdom. And this is why we as men and women of God, we must be what? Kingdom investor. We must be the ones that invested in kingdom. The kingdom will invest back in us. Because one of the things that I said, where there's no kingdom investment, there's no kingdom withdrawal. Where there's no kingdom activity, there's no kingdom result. The church world, the religious world, we missed it. Because they're going through formality. They're going through what we call the form of godliness. Denying the power thereof. This is the hour and the season, beloved, that you push, you shall have. You shall have the power that God has given to his church. The church that he has given to us in this hour, this season, that miracle signs and wonders shall follow them that believe. People of God, you must push through the pain. I don't care what kind of pain it is, whether physical pain, psychological pain, whether spiritual pain, whatever pain that you're dealing with, what you're dealing with, losing loved ones, emotional pain. I know it hurts to lose a loved one, but if you push through the pain, this too shall pass. Earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. God is a healer. He is Jehovah Rapha. He will heal thee. So people of God, in this hour, in this season, no matter what condition you have, I come to prophesy to you on today by the Spirit of the living God that what your condition is eradicated today. Not prophesy to it today. I don't care if you're now dealing with pain, arthritis. I don't care whatever you're dealing with. You got to know that God is a healer. As long as you stay in the process, we turn on that Thursday night, stand in the process. If you stay in the process, God will continue to shape and mold you. He will continue to break off the limitation. He will begin to break off the infirmity. He will begin to break off the past. He will begin to allow things to be stripped from you. But because people still want to have the hand in the process. God told me on this Wednesday when I was in my fast and prayer, he said, I got this. Tell the people, I got this. That means take your hand out of it. Lay your your hand is in it, people of God. God can't work the way he wants to work. He can work, and he will never override your will until you surrender your will to him. Just like this woman has faith, she pressed in and touched the hem of his garment because she knew she needed something from God. Many of you on this line today, you know you need something from God. You've been depending on your husband, you're depending on your wife, you're depending on your pastor, you've been depending on your family, you're depending on other folks, but God said I have the cure for your condition. You just got to touch kingdom and let kingdom touch you back. When kingdom touch you, people of God, your life will never be the same. God is still the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. You just got to trust God and his word, and his word will not return back to him void. So in this hour, in this season, I don't care if somebody hurted you, talked about you, spoke curse words on your life. You have the power and the authority to eradicate and cancel the assignment of the enemy. Let it boomerang back to them. Good God from on high. Let it boomerang back to them. Because God would deal with your enemies. You don't have to fight in this hour, in this season. Even in the midst of a pandemic, just give God praise. Even in the midst of fear, just walk in faith. So this is the hour, the season, to push through the pain, because there's a cure there for the condition. There's always an underlying condition, and this is why it's critical that men and women are going to get checkups, go to the doctor, get checkups, because some underlying issues might be going on. And this is why society, especially in our culture as black people, African Americans, the name that they've given us, because they know that we are the low poverty or low class. And when you deal with urban neighborhoods, they know that we are the ones that don't go to the doctor. We are the ones that don't have health insurance. We are the ones that don't have life insurance, burial policy. This has to be taught in the body of Christ so we can get our stuff in alignment and in order. So all of the pain, all of the pressure won't fall on the family or on the pastor. Good God, let me say that again. We've got to get ourselves in alignment and order so all of the pain and all of the pressure won't fall on the family or on the pastor or the leader. So push through the pain. There is a cure for your condition. It's in the kingdom touch. Allow kingdom to touch you. When we talk about kingdom, that's the kingdom of God. God is spirit. And it's definitely his spirit can reside with you, in you. You just got to open up and let him in and let him take control. Because the longer you want to drive, as long as you want to get an enemy a ride, after a while, he's going to boot you out your own ride, and he's going to start driving. So people of God, hear me on today as a servant of Yah, that God is still God, and he's speaking to his people to get their attention. And I know you said, sir, I don't know what to do. I lost my job, lost my loved ones, I'm afraid to go outside. What God are you trusting? People of God, you got to allow your kingdom discernment to kick in this hour of this season. God is still God, and he's definitely God of miracles, signs and wonders. He's definitely a healer. Jesus did it when he was in the earth. Now, you as a believer say that we're going to be the followers of Christ, then we must follow his pattern. Knowing that signs, wonders, and miracles follow them that believe. Greater works than these you shall do. So people of God, be encouraged on today. Stand in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free. Be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Bondage is in the world. Bondage is from Egypt. And long you've connected it up and you're holding on to it, people of God, you will never have an encounter. You'll never have a touch from kingdom. Because kingdom will never touch anything that's unholy. Kingdom will never touch anything unrighteous until it what? Come to repentance and turn away. That's why the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent. That's why God is raising up a company of Elijah, preparing the way for Christ's second coming. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. This is the word of the Lord for the people of God today. Amen. Push through the pain. There's a cure for your condition. It's in the kingdom's touch. Bless you, bless you, bless you on today. All right, administrator, we'll take a commercial. We'll come on back, open up the line. Any questions or comments?
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreU.org. That's WeRestoreU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
In the Word of God, in the book of Joel, the second chapter, verse 28, it reads, "Then after doing all those things, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams, and your young men will see visions." Welcome to the third Saturday morning of the Prophet's Touch with Prophet Maurice Simmons, Sr., Pastor of Restoration and Truth Ministries, Hampton, Virginia. We're so glad that you could join us, and we pray that something will be said that will allow you to have a life changing experience. God bless you. Again, welcome.
Amen. All right. Minister, do you have anything on the chat room on that side?
Good morning, Pastor Simmons. We don't have any direct questions, but a couple of comments how your word truly blessed them this morning to give them the avenue to push, and they said thank you so much. We bless everyone that's in the chat room this morning.
All right. God be the glory. We thank God for our hearers on this morning over on that side. Bless God for you. Amen. Take the word. Make an apple to your life. Amen. Faith without works, amen, is dead. Being alone, amen. It goes together. So we bless God on today. All right. If you're on the blog side, you hit one on your dial. If you got a question or want to make a comment on this morning, bless God for you as well. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Give you opportunity to come in. If you want to make a comment, we certainly thank God. I know many are sleeping in this morning. Body's tired. Spirit man is willing. All right. If you're in the conference line, you hit star 6. Come on in. If you got a question, if you want to make a comment, bless God for you on today.
Pastor
Simmons, good morning.
All right.
And as I was listening to you bring the word this morning, I was reflecting back on the prayer from last night as Pastor Brown and myself, we were praying, and we were in that same vein about the healing. And earlier in the week, as I was meditating on the word, God had given me that passage of scripture too. And I was meditating on it, and I began to pray that prayer for the healing and different manifestations of all kinds of sickness and different things in my prayer. So I thank God that, you know, we can know that the Master, hallelujah, the Master of just one touch will do the trick. Amen. So I thank God for the word. Morning, as a reminder, amen. And I believe exactly as you have stated. We need to sometimes I come in agreement. A lot of times the people say, "I don't like to go to the doctor." Da da da. Well, how would you know what to pray for?
That's right.
How would you know what to get? And that's many things. And then when it's in the worst stage, well, you didn't take any precautions to stay healthy. You didn't do anything that so you can't get mad at God for something that we're not doing. And I thank God for you saying what you said this morning, because many times we stray from things because we don't want to, but we have to know how to overcome fears, anxieties, and different things, and take to the Lord and let Him do the work. God bless you. Going back on you.
Amen. God bless your advances, Will. One of the things that I'm really learning, God is teaching me even through this in my daily walk with Him,
One of the things I was sharing with someone this week, one of the things I remember you on the line, though, he said my people perish for the lack of knowledge. Now, we will study everything else, because this three mottos I would use if you would study it, examine it, and then master it. You can really become effective in it. But many people, they study and they examine what they want to do in a natural perspective, and they master it. That's why people get master's degrees in college and all of this and that, because that's the field, whatever field of work they want to go into. They do that, and that's good. But one of the things is that when it comes to God and the things of God, and this is how the enemy would trick and fool. I was sharing with a brother yesterday at work, and I said, you know, many people, they will accept the lie, and they know it's a lie, and believe it, knowing that it's a lie, but at the same time, they will still believe it like it's something true. And that's how the enemy always tricks us. He don't change. He just come with, you know, strategies and different things to shift us. And then so when it comes back to even us with conditions, problems, situations that rises up in our lives and around us, many times because we don't know and understand God's word, this is where it's key. I call it the key leaders in the body of Christ to be led by the Spirit of God so they can give the people of God truth of God's word, not their opinion, not their thoughts, but what the Spirit of God said. This is why you see a lot of counterfeits that are falling by the wayside. God knows exactly what he's doing. So this is why it's critical that we come into the knowledge of the truth, because the truth is the only thing that's going to make us free and keep us free. But many people, and this is what's so amazing about sound. Sound, did you not know sound can touch you? Sound, when sound is being released, because you're like blind Bartimaeus, I'll use that as an example. He heard Jesus coming. He couldn't see, but he heard Jesus coming. He heard the crowd. But he knew he needed something. His condition was he was blind. This woman with the issue of blood, she was tired of being in that state. And many of us, because we might have a condition for years and years and years, so this is why our prayers has to be strategic, because a difference between a healing and a miracle, a healing is a process. That's how God designed the body. He showed me that years ago. You get a cut, a bruise or something, or go through operation, amen, that scar might be there, but that's just showing where you had the operation, where you were cut at. Your body healed itself because the body is designed to heal itself. But when you want a miracle from God, that's instantaneous. That means God will allow it to happen quickly, that's just like Jesus did when he was in the earth. It still happened, but because many people feel or believe that it's not for the church today or the believers today, because it didn't happen for that person, it didn't happen for this person. And the question I always take before God, I said, why are many people thinking and looking at it from this fashion? God, you did it for that person over there, but you haven't done it for me. We have to look at this thing as we really trust and believe in God, even if we still have to walk around with what we're challenging, with what we're dealing with. Paul had an infirmity. Many scholars say he had an eye disease, but he prayed to God and asked God to take that thing from him three times. It was a thorn in his flesh. Many times these conditions what keeps us humble before God. Really not to push us back into our old place or push us back into the hands of the enemy. It's really to keep us in a place of trusting God. God, I know if you did it then, I know you're able to do it now. I just have to trust you. But because many people allowing the illegal sound or sounds to come into the ears or come into the eye gates or even come out of their own mouth, they decree and declare out of their mouth something negative or something that's not pertaining to God or his word. So this is where it's critical for us then. And the enemy always tries to keep us in that place of mindset, just like with low poverty neighborhoods. You know, the old saying says you get someone out of poverty or take them out of the hood, but you can't take the hood out of them. Yes, you can. I was one of them. God can deliver you. You just got to make the choice. Many people don't want to make the choice. They want to put the blame game. They want to blame you for what you did to them. And they'll hold on to it without asking for forgiveness. Some people still blaming the white man for slavery for our ancestors.
Yes, they did. They kept them in slavery, and we're experiencing a lot of it today. But we serve a God that's bigger and greater than what our ancestors went through and what many of us are going through even now. God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we might ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. We just got to let kingdom touch it. And when kingdom touches, kingdom will transform. Kingdom will turn the heart of the king. So I just bless God. Thank you, our evangelist, Wilt. We bless God for you, woman of God. Anyone else, you're on the block, start hitting one on your dial, or if you're on the conference line, you can start 6. If you got a question, I want to make a comment.
Good morning. God bless you, Apostle. Thank you for the word.
Bless you.
God bless you. I was just sitting there thinking as you were talking and reflecting on the woman with the issue of blood, and as she had to press through the crowd. A lot of times people don't want to deal with the pain or don't want to push because of what people, the people that are around them, what people might say, what may, people may do, you know, while they're in this process. But I reckon, I realized that she didn't care. She got to the point where she did not care what they were thinking and what they were speaking. You remember just thinking about when you go to a concert or when you're with a crowd of people and there's just like people bumping and pushing and trying to get to a certain destination, whether it's to the front of the crowd or trying to get out of, you know, get out of the way so they can, you know, leave, you know, but she was determined to get what she desired, and that was to be made whole. And so in this, you know, in this hour, we have to get to that for what God has for us. We have to get desperate for that breakthrough. We have to get desperate to move, push past the crowd, like you would say, and push and pray and believe God that he's going to do what he says he's doing. Once you reach that throne, once you reach his presence, once you go beyond the veil, God is going to do something that is miraculous in our lives. But we have to push through, you know, the cuts and the bruises and stuff. It's going to be there, but it will be beauty. Our scars will be beautiful because we'll be able to look back when years down the road or months down the road or even days later, we'll be able to see that God did it. It's a reminder. So I just wanted to bless God for the word today because it is a reminder for us to keep pushing. You know, even when God spoke it many years ago, it will come to pass. We just got to stand on his word and trust him that he's going to do it. So God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Bless you as well, woman of God. You're so right. What people in the body of Christ don't understand is, I'm not saying I really don't understand. I don't think, like you said, they don't want to push. One of the things is that, change ain't changed until we change. Many people don't want the change. They want both worlds, and that can't work with kingdom. So one of the things is that, when it comes to, I got to deal with our culture again because I came up from our culture. I could talk about our culture, our people. Our people, that's why the other culture always call our people lazy. And most of the time you see laziness in the body of Christ. Laziness, people just don't want to do certain things when it's going to cause them to have to sacrifice. That's why the Bible tells us we have to present our body to God as a living sacrifice. It's going to cost you something when you got to spend time in prayer, spend time in fasting. Spend time in God's word, spend time in consecration and meditation. That's why I was encouraging the people of God in this time of when you've been quarantined, you should have been in isolation, you should have been in meditation, you should have been in consecration. Many people weren't doing that. They were distracted by all of the stuff that they was getting from social media on TV or what's going on with the illegal sound that's being permeated out in our atmosphere. We hear that, and it's touching us. So we, what, act to it. So you see, that's why you see crime rates, and even I think Prophet talked about it, even if you're going to see crime rates growing higher because of unemployment and people not having money and jobs and all of this stuff is happening. See, that becomes, again, ignorant. Now, you wonder why they was calling our people ignorant, because they put a mark on our people, and our people accepted it, not many, not all of them. Thank God for deliverance. That he didn't keep many of us in it. He brought us out. So we're now, because kingdom touched us and we touched kingdom, we now see it. We understand it. Not see it with our natural eyes, but we see it with our spiritual eyes. That's part of walking by faith. That's part of walking by the Spirit of God. We're not moved by emotions. I pray that many of you on this line don't, because if you are moved by your emotions, then you operate from that carnal place or that fleshly place that will continue to allow pain to continue to condition to keep you in that pain. This is why people call stuff church hurt, and they're jumping from here to there, or even with family issues. Family, brothers and sisters, mother and father, they're not speaking to each other, creating all this pain in the family because of an underlying condition that transpired, you know, maybe years ago, still holding on to it now as a believer. I thought you was a child of God. I thought you were a born-again believer. Why are you still holding on to that thing? So this what creates, now we have to understand what creates what we call inter-conflict that creates the outer conflict. Inner conflict, that conflict between the spirit of God and the spirit of the enemy, because of the past or what we're holding on to is in us, then we let it actually come out. And what comes out is which one of the spirits were we actually being obedient to? Because if we're being to the spirit of God, then we'll follow the attributes and the characteristics of God. But if we're following the other spirit, then we will carry out those assignments that we are holding on to. That's why people, they carry underlying issues of pain, and when it's suppressed, I think you remember White talked about it in one of our segments in the marriage talk. People are carrying it, so when it comes out, it's now being manifested. You see it. So people are now angry, frustrated, aggravated because of the underlying issues. They suppressed it, didn't allow God to deal with it, which we say kingdom, allow kingdom to touch it, allow kingdom to eradicate it, allow kingdom to what? Move it out, destroy it. So you can walk in your total freedom, that you can walk in your healing. Many people can't be healed because of unforgiveness. Unforgiveness is still there. That rooted pain is still deep suppressed down in them. So they can't get their healing. So what? They now feel all these infirmities, all these things that's now attracted and attached to that thing, bitterness, resentment. They're carrying it. They're carrying it, holding on to it. What mama did to me, how daddy treated me, how my brothers and sisters, what they did to me, what this man did to me, what that woman did to me, what my pastor said, and what the woman of God said, and how my sister treated me. All of these underlying issues, these are issues. We could tie that in with the issues. This woman, she one with the issues of blood, the issue of blood. She carried for 12 long years. Nobody want to stay in that state. So when I know that my condition, and I know that I'm tired and sick and tired, man, I need God to step in and do something quick. So I got to touch. If I only could just touch. So thank you. We bless God for you. But we as people of God, we have to really allow the Spirit of God to really teach us, and help us to come out of our condition so we can walk in the liberty and the freedom that He has given us. Amen. If you're on the blog side, you hit one on your dial, you got a comment. If you're on the conference line, hit *6. Come on in. Amen. We're talking about push through the pain. There's a cure for your condition. It's in the kingdom touch. Let kingdom touch you today. All right. Minister, do you have an announcement over there?
Just a quick reminder that we have adopted the third Sunday and every month is Love Sunday for Dr. Matthews. And if you desire to bless the men of God, please feel free to visit the ministry website at werestore.org, or you can cash app at RFPIM. God bless you, Apostle.
Amen. God bless you, Minister. Thank you so much. Again, I encourage the people and my wife, who made a vow. I know that we had some challenges, some tough spots, especially when it comes to many people deal with sometimes financial things when you deal with ministry and deal with your personal things. But I say to the man of God, and I've said it to him over and over and walking in truth, deal with it from that place, that we definitely do our part and be a blessing to the man of God, because we know we're sowing into good ground. People of God, you got to understand this. When you want something from God, and you know that God has favor upon men and women of God's lives, and said early in the message, amen. Just touch. Begin to sow. Many of the people are blessed on this conference line because of the man of God. God is giving them platforms, people that have sown into the man of God's life because of the blessings and favor, not because of who he is, but because of the God in him. God uses him in that manner.
You have many leaders in the earth realm that God uses in that manner. He set favor upon their lives. So when you sow and give unto a prophet, the Bible says exactly what he said he would do. You will reap a prophet's reward. So be encouraged and sow into the man of God. If you have a man or woman of God in your life, sow into their life. They are part of kingdom. If you trust the God in them, sow into the life. I'm telling you, God will not let you down. He will honor his word. I'm telling you, you can take that check to the bank and cash. I guarantee it won't bounce. Amen. Anyone else? Thank you, administrator. Anyone else? If you're on the block side, you hit one. If you got a question, you have a comment. If you're on the conference line, hit star six. Come on in. All right. Well, we bless the Lord on today. Thank God for each and every one of you listeners. We pray that something has been said on today that will encourage you, strengthen you, push you into purpose, push you into promise, and push you into your destiny. Even in the midst of all that's going on around you, you got to know that God is still in control. God will not leave us ignorant concerning Satan's devices. So don't walk in ignorance in this hour and this season. Know that God has a cure for your condition, and he's able to do anything but fail. You just got to trust him. I don't care what the world is telling you. I don't care what other people are talking, what they're saying around you. People are making mockeries. They're laughing. They're using all of this stuff as a joke. This is a reality. God's word is fulfilling itself. You just got to step in, tap in. You got to touch and allow kingdom to touch you back so you can get understanding. The Bible says wisdom is the principal thing. Get wisdom, and all by getting, get understanding. Train your ear to hear in this hour and this season, so that you won't be deceived and you won't be led astray, so you won't continue to endure the pain. So we bless God for you on today. All right. Any final words from anyone else?
Good morning, Apostle Simmons.
God bless you, woman of God.
I just wanted to say I just came on. I haven't been on that long. I was just worn out, a little bit tired, but but I'm glad I was able to catch the end. I'm telling you, it's been for years pushing through the pain, but I'm glad that God has given me the endurance to continue to go on and push through the pain that has been in my life. But God has given me healing for the struggle and healing for the pain. It's not just a song, but it's a real life thing for me. So I bless God for you. I thank God for your ministry, yourself and your wife, Prophetess Simmons, and I thank God for you and everyone that's on the line that's listening. And I'm in awe of what God is doing in this season of my life, man of God. I'm telling you, God is just showing me how powerful he is. And when you're saying sowing, when you sow, period, you know, years and years I've been, you know, just doing just that, just giving, helping everybody else's ministry, giving unto everybody. And now God is allowing me to reap. So I thank God in the midst of the drought and the famine and the crisis that's going on, unemployment, it's 6 million people filing, and my heart goes out for them. And I'm watching God in the midst of all of this, giving me raises, giving me more income, and just providing for me. It's child. I'm sitting back and watching him just bring the things that I need to me, even regarding ministry and myself and promotions on myself. Yesterday I was blessed with getting a poster made, a mouse pad, and a mug, special coffee mug with Prophetess Stacy, my face logo and everything on it, and I didn't have to pay for anything. I couldn't believe it. I just sowing into my life as well. So I'm just thanking God for the favor that he's placed on my life. And God bless you, Apostle, again. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. I'm sure to thank God for you. Many people don't know and believe this. I know they take it as a cliche, but definitely, man, God will favor you. I did a message one time ago. God will favor you in the family. Even in the midst of all the things that we are challenged with that's going on in the world, God will still honor his word. He will still bless you. He will still make ends meet. Many have been blessed financially. They have been blessed beyond measures in the midst of what's going on in the land. Many have. And one of the things I was praying to God on this week was, I said, God, why are some being blessed and favored and and some people are not. They're struggling. They're going through. God say blesses who he chooses, and he set his favor on who he chooses. You go back during biblical times and through the word of God, he did it. He did the same. Not saying God has a respect of person, and I understand, you know, it's the level or the faith where that many have. God already judged the heart of man. That's one thing that I can say, out of a doubt. God has judged the heart of man. He know man's heart. He know man's intent. That's why he said man looks on the outer appearance, but he looks at the heart. See, we look at things sometimes, those that look carnally or fleshly, with their natural eye, they look at things on the surface, and they see certain things. They feel like, well, I thought this man of God, I thought this woman of God, I thought they were blessed and highly favored of the Lord. But do you really know the heart? God judges the heart. He sees the heart, even in the midst of, like you said, you push through the pain. God judges your heart over the times and the years that you have been in relationship with him, even in hard times, painful times. You still trust God in his word, even when you feel like giving up. Did me and my wife want to feel like giving up? Sure enough. Give up in our ministry, give up in our marriage, give up a lot of things. But we push through it. And that's why we said life lesson. Remember why we're going to celebrate 23 years. Amen. Coming up next week. Bless God for the 23 years of marriage. Bless God for my queen. Amen. My best friend. I certainly thank God for this woman of God. But in hard times, even when we didn't have the things that we desired, we still stuck it out. We still stuck it out, and God, we trust you. God, you got to do this thing. God, you got to fix it. In the midst of this pain, this condition that we have, some financially, some problems that we had to work out as individuals, you know, that we were trying to change each other. We were like, we couldn't change each other. We talk about that a lot of time on our marriage talk. We can't change each other. Only God can do that. And when we allow God to do that, that means kingdom had to touch us. When kingdom touched us, what? Now I'm stepping up to be the man that he's called me to be the husband he called me to be the father he called me to be the man of God that he called me to lead a people. Because if I'm blind, I can't lead nobody. Blind can't lead the blind. So that's one of the areas that people have to examine themselves. This is why we say examine, do a self-examination, do what? A self-checkup. So that anything that you know that don't line up with God or line up with his word, allow it to be eliminated. Pray and ask God to eliminate it, even with your physical body. Many people are coming to this time now, they're coming into the knowledge of it concerning our health. Your health is important because we're eating a lot of things that are unhealthy. It tastes good, but it ain't good for us, and we're all guilty of it. But it's leaving underlying issues like high blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis. I learned years ago because I used to love pork. I still eat a little bit here and there, but I do a lot of fasting. Purge it out. Detox, because you got to be detox for deliverance. Pork allows what? Inflammation to build up in your body. It builds up around your joint. So you got to get the inflammation out of your body so that pain that's around your joints in your body will let you know. Your body just like a computer, it will let you know underlying pain and issues. Will let you know. But when you start eating healthy and eating right, you feel a whole lot better. And even exercising, that's one thing that we all must get back to do if we ain't doing it. Exercising. We have to do that. But like you said, when you can get so worn out, you can get so worn out with the daily duties of life, work, or just doing sometimes even ministry. You get worn out trying to make something happen. Instead of allowing God to make it happen, that's the kingdom touch. Allowing God to make it happen, amen, a whole lot of weight be lifted off of. That's why he said, cast all your cares on him, for he cares for you. Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. Bless you, Prophet Stacy. Appreciate you, woman of God. Amen. Anyone else? Amen. We don't leave nobody out. You hit one on the block side. If you're on the conference line, star 6. Amen. On the conference line, to our newcomers that are listening in, if you want to come in and make a comment, amen, or ask a question, hit one on your dial. Or if you're on the conference line, star 6, and you can come on in. All right, again, we bless God for you on today. Amen. Push through the pain. Amen. There is a cure for your condition, but it's in the kingdom touch. amen, that will eradicate all of that. That woman with that issue, she had that issue, but she touched kingdom. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Bless the Lord. All right, we bless the Lord. Amen. As woman of God, say amen. And said, let us be a blessing to, amen, our visionary on this conference line, the man of God that God is using in such a great way, phenomenal way. First, thank God for Prophet, man. I appreciate this man of God so much. I'm praying much that God will send him what he needs, even when it comes to ministry, so that he'll be able to do effective what God has mandated for him to do if God has called him a prophet to the nation. So we bless God for the people of God. Amen on today. All right. Amen. Last call. The old saying used to say when we was in the club, last call for alcohol. Amen. We could get drunk in the spirit in this hour and this season. Hallelujah. Glory. All right. Well, let us go out in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you today, God. We thank you for what you have said and done across this line today. Father, I pray that the people of God will take this word and hide it deep in their hearts, that it be like David, the word have I hid in my heart, that we might not sin against you, O Lord. Father, I pray that you will continue to give the men and women of God strategy, give them witty ideas, as you are now opening up doors because you are set on the open heaven. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that the people of God will come into understanding. Father, that you, God, will continue to download your wisdom, your knowledge, and your understanding and revelation in them. Father, that they will not be deceived. They will not be distracted. They will not be deterred in this hour and this season. That you will lead and guide them, that they will walk by faith and not by sight, that they will walk by your spirit and not of themselves. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you continue to enlarge their territory, even as you did Jabez. Father, I pray because you are God that will honor your word. You are a God that's able to do anything but fail. And Father, we look to you continually, who is the author and the finish of our faith. Father, we ask you right now, in the name of Jesus, stretch the men and women of God's faith. Take them from faith to faith and from glory to glory. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus that they will be the vehicles in the earth realm, God, that will carry out the mandates and the assignments that you have set before them. Father, I decree and I declare on this line today, God, as we stand in the gap and stand in agreement for our leaders. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you will continue, God, to use him for your glory. Continue, God, to meet every need, because you said in your word, if we delight ourselves in you, you will give us the desires of our heart. Father, give him the desires of his heart, for you know every need, God. And I pray in the name of Jesus, God, even as you're bringing balance into his life, God, I pray, God, for open doors, God, concerning his life. Father, I pray that we'll not be in a lack. I pray in the name of Jesus, increase, abundance, and overflow. I pray in the name of Jesus, even those, God, that is dying, God, to step up and take their place and the position and the posture in you. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that they will take their role, God, and carry out your mandate and the assignment that you have set before them. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you, God, will continue, God, to eradicate the plans of the enemy. Father, I thank you for giving us the keys to the kingdom, because you said, whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. I thank you for the keys, God, because we know, God, when we have the keys to the kingdom, that the enemy will not have power, authority over us, God, because you said the gates of hell shall not prevail against him. And, Father, we thank you on today for the listeners, God, even from the young to the middle age to the elderly. Father, I pray, God, that you will meet them where they are. Father, let them realize, oh, God, that you have, oh, God, the cure for their condition. Let them realize, God, it's in the push, God, where they shall receive the promise. Let them realize, oh, God, in the push, God, they shall receive, God, peace. In the midst, God, of the push, they shall receive, God, power. And, Father, we ask you right now, in the name of Jesus, God, have your way, God, in and through their lives. Let them continue to be the light, God, shining forth in the dark places of people's lives. Let them continue to shine forth, God, in the dark of this world. Father, we just bless you on today, God. We give you honor. We give you praise. We give you glory. God, help us, God, not to just be religious, God, but help us to have a relationship with you. God, because we know, God, when you touch us, God, we will never be the same. Anytime we have an encounter and an experience with you, God, we know, God, that you have brought in change. And we thank you for change on today, God, that you're raising men and women of God up from their seat of do-nothing, and you're pushing them into purpose, promise, and destiny. Father, we bless you for it on today, oh God, and we lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways we will and shall acknowledge you. And Father, I pray that you would direct our path and our steps. Father, lead and guide us now, and we bless you, we glorify you, and we give you praise in Jesus' name, Yeshua, HaMashiach. Thank God. Amen. Amen. People of God, Have a blessed, powerful, and phenomenal day in the Lord. And we say shalom in his courts is our prayer for you. Bless you on today.
There's no remedy but prayer.